cleaning the station. Welcome to the station, a Babylon 5 podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Mitch.
This is Steve.
And we have a special all feedback show because we've gotten quite a bit of feedback and we'd like to share it with
which
you.
Which we totally appreciate. The coolest thing about this is to be able to interact with the people who listen to it. So, yeah, we're really grateful that you guys have had things to say. And starting right off, what do we have here?
Well, the first thing I want to say is for those people who put in where you're located, that's really appreciated. Not just sending in feedback, but letting us know. We have people that are writing in from Canada, from the UK. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Thank you very much for that. And this is just two geeks totally goofing off. Anyway, this episode is all about you guys and the ones who've gone out of your way to give us feedback and to say things to us and to give us suggestions or any comments or anything. So, getting started, we have who?
Okay, the first one is from Mark, and part of it's actually going to be a question for you.
Okay.
He says, dudes, keep up the good work. Loving the show here in the UK. It's refreshing to hear people talk about the show with such affection. How long until we get the Babylon 5 Deep Space Nine comparison show?
That, I'm glad you asked that, and that's something I've been planning on doing ever since we started doing this. I'm going to be bringing up comparison points on a case-by-case basis. When I see a parallel between there that just sort of stands out unignorably, then I will definitely point it out. But yeah, we will talk about the background behind it. We'll talk about the people who were involved in the script of Babylon 5 and how some of those ideas perhaps fell into the hands of those in the Deep Space Nine crew. Isn't that right?
That's up to you. That's your baby.
You know more about it than me, Mitch. Mitch is the one who gave me the information that called my attention. Well, the similarities speak for themselves. But, Mitch, you have some background information about that, don't you? Do you want to just address it now for Mark?
Nope.
No?
I'm not ready for something like that.
Okay. Well, we will prepare something like that, but there's definitely similarities, and we will explore those similarities and expand on them, and we'll talk about them as the instances present themselves. So,
all right. Next up is from, and I'm really sorry if I butcher this name, Paleomon. And I'm really sorry because it's a really nice review. This comes from iTunes, and the subject is Fantastic B5 Podcast, 5 stars. And it says, I was thinking about Babylon 5 today, so I did a search for a podcast. I found the station. It has great commentary and conversation. So far, each show has covered an episode of the show in chronological order, starting after the TV movie The Gathering. It was so interesting that I ended up listening to all 3 episodes, including the intro episode, in one sitting. Makes me want to rewatch the entire series.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, this show is extremely inspiring. The thing about it that I like is, first of all, I like astronomy, always have. I think I mentioned that before. But what this show does is it brings together really inspired performances from really talented actors. It brings together art from the designs of the ships, the designs of the station, the designs of the way these different people look, these different aliens. It brings together some really inspired storytelling, and if what we're doing has inspired you to get back into it, well, that's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for that review. I really appreciate
it. Yes, thank you very much.
All right. The next one is from Colin. And he says, I am loving this podcast. Promise me you will keep doing this. Needs to be longer. 20 minutes a week is not enough.
Okay.
There was an episode recently, I believe it clocked in at 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. If we really get into an episode, we'll go on as long as necessary. But for some of these how do I say this? I want to say with no offense intended, but some of these episodes, ugh. as an infection, we can't stop talking about it. It was so bad. Anyway.
Yeah, some episodes we're going to talk just a few minutes because that's all there needs to be said.
Yeah.
Other times we may talk about an episode like Severed Dreams and it may be twice as long as the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know.
If there's enough going on that you know, if I can remember coming home from school when I was in junior high and being really excited about this episode that they've been advertising for the last week, you know, if I can remember, oh, that puts me back in eighth grade again, you know, we might have just endless things to say about it. So, yeah, we appreciate that. We're glad that you enjoyed it enough to want to hear more. And we will, as the episodes warrant, we'll be varying our time based on how much gas we have, so to speak, you know.
All right. So. And the next feedback is again from Palliamon, and they say, great, love it, keep it up, I'm waiting for more episodes. Well, you've got more.
Yeah.
Here's lots more episodes, and we're having a great time doing this.
Yeah.
At least I know I'm having a good time. What about you?
I'm having a blast. This is fun. This is a lot of fun, and it's great to hear from you guys. It helps us enjoy it more to be interacting with you people out there, and I can't tell you, this is a really unique experience for us. We've never done anything like this before, but we sit around and talk about what we like as friends, and we were like, you know, these conversations need to be recorded because they're so freaking hilarious sometimes.
And we also talk about what we don't like, and I think that was pretty much evident in Infection,
yeah,
and definitely evident in TKO. And in other episodes, there's good stuff and there's not so good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so, okay, let's be real about it for a second. Well, I'm sitting here talking about the artistry. I'm talking about the music. We're talking about the production. We're talking about the actors. We're talking about the cast.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes the best thing about any work of art or fiction is the way that it gets your imagination going.
I think that's a very good way of putting it.
You know, if something that you were interested in inspires you to think and to daydream and to dream, that's what's good about it. But, you know, there is an element to some of these things that's really over the top and difficult to take seriously. I mean, if you really break it down, we're sitting here together talking about people wearing rubber masks in absurd costumes talking about some really ridiculous things.
But it's all about the story, and the story doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're aliens in rubber suits or whatever.
Exactly.
It's all about the story, and the story is brilliant.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, we're addressing every aspect of it, even the parts of it that deserve to be laughed at.
Richard Compton.
The comparable Richard Compton.
That's right. Okay, the next few are all comments that had been left on the mypodcast.com website, and unfortunately none of them have names attributed to them because mypodcast.com just sucks.
Well, isn't that sort of up to the people who leave the comments though?
No, they had left names originally, and then they at the website, whoever the host was, dropped all of them and then brought back comments. But all they say is the comments itself. It doesn't say the date. It doesn't even say what episode it's referring to. It's sad. But, hey, we've got a forum up. You can go to the b5station.livejournal.com and leave messages. There's all kinds of places you can find us. You can also email us in your comments. But when there's a name attributed, I always will say the name.
Okay.
The first one asks, are there more episodes of this podcast coming? Yes, there are.
Yeah. Now, we did – that comment came because we did the first couple episodes in October of 08 just
right.
to sort of try it out and see if it would work.
Right.
And we had to take a hiatus from it because the holidays came and both Mitch and I had things in our personal and professional lives that we had to address. And we had to put this on the back burner and we weren't even sure if it was going to do anything.
That was the biggest thing. We weren't sure. We did two episodes plus the intro episode as a test to see if it was anything that would even be something that people would want to listen to.
Right.
And as it turns out, people do like to listen. I mean, in February, we had over 500 different individual people download episodes, and that kind of blew me away. I had no idea that there would be anything like that.
And this is not to give ourselves a huge pat on the back. We're telling you this because we are honestly surprised that people that as many people have caught on to it as there have been.
Right. It's a show that has not even been on the air for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it hasn't had new episodes in 10 years, not counting Lost Tales. It hasn't been seen regularly, at least in North America, in years, ever since it went off the Sci-Fi Channel, which is now called the SIFI Channel. Thank you very much.
Really? What?
Oh, you didn't hear about that. The Sci-Fi Channel has rebranded itself. It's no longer Sci-Fi. It's SYFY.
Really?
Yeah. And not only that, they're showing less science fiction. They're now showing things like wrestling. So it's being referred to by individuals as sci-fi less or syphilis.
Jesus.
And they're the last ones that showed Babylon 5. Okay, there's one positive thing about Sci-Fi Channel airing them, and that's that we got widescreen because of it. Sci-Fi Channel paid for that.
But are the DVDs in widescreen? I don't even
– The DVDs are in widescreen if you – yeah. They are in widescreen, but the problem was the animation files and all of the effects got lost by Warner Brothers. And, you know, big controversy there. Nothing they can do about it. So – the shots that do not have effects in them are in true widescreen. The shots that do have effects are cropped to make them match everything else.
Okay.
But we've got widescreen, so there's literally footage out there that people had not seen before it came to DVD. So that's awesome. Okay, next up is I love the real-life commentary of the cast. And we do our own commentaries, don't we? Next up, just listened to this episode last night and I hear potential here. I'm looking forward to listening to your other episodes. Thank you very much for that feedback.
Yeah, whoever that was.
Okay.
What do we got next?
Next up, best of luck. The Podosphere needs more Babylon 5. I completely agree. There's the Babylon podcast. There's the station. There's room for a lot of podcasts that are out there.
Yeah.
There's an audio drama called Voices of Babylon that is out there. I think it's voicesofbabylon.com. But there's not a whole lot out there. I mean, if you do a search for podcasts on Star Trek, you're going to find a lot. If you do for Doctor Who, you're going to find a lot. If you do for Lost or Heroes, you're going to find several out there. We do need more Babylon 5, and with the more the merrier. Okay. Next up is a feedback email that we received from Tristan. It is a very long one, but I'll go ahead and read it to you now. By the way, if you'd like to send in commentary feedback in audio form, go ahead and send it to either MitchOnTheStation@gmail.com.
Or SteveOnTheStation@gmail.com.
And we'll play it as is. Okay, from Tristan. I've been a huge fan of Babylon 5 since I was a kid watching it at ridiculous hours or having to tape it and watch it on the next day. Now I own all the seasons as well as Crusade and have watched it and loved it. Not so much Crusade, but I liked the idea. I haven't listened to all your casts, so forgive me if this is something you guys have already discussed. I recently checked out your Infection episode, and you guys tore it apart, and I totally agree this is a messed up episode. The Yukaran Sentinel dude that ends up taking apart the station and the crew's reaction to it is totally ridiculous. I mean, I'll take it even further and say that the whole first season is really not at the same level of the rest of the series. But I just wanted to present this idea that what is really cool about B5 is that it really was the first science fiction series or maybe even TV series to feature a complex geopolitical drama over a five-year arc. What's also cool about it, though, and often ignored, are the tangents that it goes off on and how some of the ideas presented tie in with other great sci-fi shows like Star Trek or even Battlestar Galactica on a philosophical level. So what I'm saying is what's cool about Infection is that it incorporates this kind of cool random sci-fi idea that could happen on any sci-fi show, like the episode early in season 2 where the probe comes to the station and threatens to destroy it unless all this information is given over and Sheridan decides not to send it and therefore saves the station. Of course, that episode is a little silly too, because really, how could Sheridan have known that? I see that episode and Infection as kind of being the same sort of mediocre and the captain's humanity and intuition saves the day kind of deal, but didn't Kirk do that on Star Trek all the time? And we know it's stupid, but it's still really made of awesome, as you guys put it. I mean, yes, you guys are right there on on some episodes that weren't really written with the most integrity that they could have. But it's also a TV show, and it's supposed to be entertaining and fun, which in my mind makes the show a lot stronger than the new Battlestar Galactica show, which is unnecessarily dark. And I really like how B5 has the odd episodes that really don't have much to do with the main plot and covers weird sci-fi ideas. It means B5 was not only a vehicle for JMS's crazy philosophical crazy philosophical meanderings, which I think are awesome, by the way, but also an open forum for random science fiction ideas, like reading Analog Magazine or something. I think I love the story, but without that aspect of random sci-fi ideas and intrigue, I really wouldn't like the show as much, I don't think. You guys should talk about that on the cast. Thanks, and keep going. It's good stuff. Tristan. All right. Thank you very much for that, Tristan. Yeah. It is the longest feedback we've received so far.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And what I get out of your commentary on that is that, yeah, the science fiction environment gives writers sort of a flexibility to go in and discuss random things that could happen. You know, when you're on a space station and you're out in space and you're dealing with aliens and just, you know, the possibilities are endless for coming up with plots. You're right. Exactly right. The opportunity to go off onto tangents and just explore various concepts within the universe and the environment created by Babylon 5, you're exactly right. There's no reason whatsoever not to explore the many, many possibilities that exist within that environment. Right. However, my problem with Infection was not so much in the fact that it wasn't adherent to the plot line, the overall arc, and I'm really glad that you pointed that out, the geopolitical storytelling over a 5-year arc. It's more the fact that when you write a story, regardless of whatever environment you're in, you have to do what's known as suspending disbelief. You have to be able to bring your audience into it and invite the audience to give themselves over to the idea that something like this could happen so that they can access the story on a personal level. And when it's not done well and when it's not acted well, when it's not written well, but at the same time insists upon itself and tries to look dramatic and important the way that Infection did, it becomes ridiculous. And
can I just interrupt with one simple word?
Sure.
Ikara.
Yeah.
It fits exactly what you're saying.
We have referenced Infection in probably – I don't know for sure, but probably the majority of our podcast we've at least referenced Infection.
Because of how bad it is.
For such a bad episode, we've sure given it a lot of mileage. Anyway, Tristan, thank you very much for your feedback. I agree with you 100%. There needs to be explorations into all these abstract concepts that are sort of invoked by the science fiction realm and genre. It just needs to be done well.
And there are a lot of shows that do it well. There are a lot of good shows, but the shows don't necessarily do it well.
Right.
All right. That's it for our feedback this time. If you'd like to share your feedback, we'd appreciate that so much. Please send it to
steveonthestation@gmail.com
or mitchonthestation@gmail.com. And we're out.
Yeah. Good night.
The Station Podcast was recorded and produced and edited by Jeff Fenn at Infinite Productions in 2009. The Station.
I'm just looking at the pretty lights on the monitor. Shiny objects, they distract me.